you.
I'm sorry, what?
Parking lot. After school. It's on.
Teachers don't fight.
I want everybody to see this.
Hashtag teacher fight. Who else knows about this?
I don't need to be liked. I need to educate.
I just don't know the first thing about fighting.
Make a first.
Are you serious? This is the 1700s?
Fist Fight, directed by Richie Keene, who I believe is first-time director for a theatrical release film here. I know he's worked on a lot of TV shows, and obviously, clearly, because Charlie Day's in here, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I hear great things about, but I've never watched or never plan on watching because, well, I'll just get down to it. I fucking hate Charlie Day. He is fucking annoying, and that voice of his, oh my God, stop. Please. Especially when he plays the sniveling, whiny, pussified character where he's constantly just making noises and shit. He's fucking annoying. I never thought it'd get to a point where I would rather watch Zach Galifianakis ever than a Charlie Day film. Ever. Especially after Lego Batman. But anyway, plot synopsis for this film is, well, basically, to get down to it, you got Charlie Day plays Andy Campbell, and he has a daughter and a wife. I forgot who his wife is played by, but she's pregnant, about to have a... Joanne Garcia Swisher, I believe. And his daughter is Alexa Ninsenson. She plays Allie in the film. And, excuse me, everybody. They're getting ready for these, I guess, reviews, because it seems like they're about to fire people at these at the school that they work at, which is Roosevelt High School. Funny enough, I went to Roosevelt Middle School. And this school is just out of control. It's the last day before summer break, and this school is just pulling out all the pranks and everything that goes with it, mainly because most of the teachers there are dumbasses, so it's only natural that, hey, why not fuck it up? Except for the one teacher there that nobody fucks with, which is Ice Cube character, and he plays Mr. Strickland. And basically, Strickland one day calls, what's this boy's name? Damn, blank on his name. Or Charlie Day's character, Andy. He's like, hey, come in here and fix this damn VCR. I asked for a DVD player, but this school's cheap as fuck right now. And there's this kid in here who has an app on his phone that keeps shutting the TV off. He's wondering why. Charlie Day snitches on this kid, and then Ice Cube takes it from him, but then the kid keeps doing it with somebody else's phone. So Ice Cube goes and gets an axe, chops his desk in half. Next you know, a kid's running out of there screaming like crazy. And they're in the principal's office, who's played by, what's his name? Dean Norris, Principal Tyler. You might remember him from Breaking Bad. Love that guy. And he pretty much says, "Hey, well, they have a code. Teachers don't snitch on each other." But Charlie Day, yeah, he ends up saying, "Yeah, I don't know what happened. Desk just fell apart or whatever." And then principal says, "Well, I guess I'll just have to put this into your meetings that I have with you later and possibly fire one of you some bitches." And Charlie Day says, "Oh, fuck that, I can't get fired. You know, I have a baby on the way." So he just, like a coward and a weasel, he says, he did it with an axe, chopped it down, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Strickland looks at him and says, "You just snitched on me, you little bitch." So next you know, he says, "Hey, gonna fight you, parking lot, at 3 o'clock after school, gonna beat your ass." And most of the movie just goes about Charlie Day trying to see how he can get out of this fight, how he can defend himself, or who can help him in this fight. And that's your plot synopsis right there. Okay, that plot synopsis is fucking ridiculous. You have to suspend your disbelief like a motherfucker. And I tried my best. I damn tried my best walking in here. But first of all, the movie just ain't fucking funny. It's fucking boring as shit. I'm sitting here just looking. And I went to because I missed my screener for this, so I went to a midnight showing this. Arclight, El Segundo, love that theater. And they had it in the big room, too. Not even gonna lie. Not gonna lie. The big room. I was like, wow, this looks gorgeous in here. It's my favorite Arclight. And it's the best Arclight, if you ask me. But, and walking in here, I saw a lot of people here. I was like, well, not a lot, but a lot of, it looked like a lot of young adults, if you I was going to say teenagers, but how the fuck would teenagers get in a rated R film, to be honest? No, I'll take that back. Never mind. The way I got into this film, I'll discuss that off this review. But, so, and they were laughing their ass off. I was sitting there trying to hold my coughs in as I get over this fucking constant coughing I got, just not laughing at all. And the premise, when it gets to the end of the film, I rolled my eyes and said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So people, I'm just gonna go ahead and jump right over the whole damn film and get to this. The reason why Ice Cube, because eventually they're gonna get out of the fight. But Ice Cube says we have to do this on principle alone so that the whole school sees and the whole city sees. And hopefully this fight will bring attention and awareness to this school being fucked up. And so therefore, by the town and people in the news and all that seeing this, by them seeing how fucked up this school is and the fact that the teachers are fighting, it'll bring someone in from maybe the superintendent or someone like that to clean this mess up. That's the fucking premise of this movie. Suspend your disbelief at all costs. Now, That is the dumbest fucking thing I think I've ever heard of, to be honest. That superintendent would come in and fire their asses. That, what fantasy universe was this shit living in? First of all, you got characters in here like Tracy Morgan and Jillian Bell, who's in the film a lot. I don't like either one of these motherfuckers. Matter of fact, man, this movie is filled with people I just don't like, actually. Dean Norris is in here, but he's barely in there. Ice Cube, I love him. But he's kind of sick. Christina Hendricks, I'm not gonna lie, I used to think that maybe I can possibly like her. I don't know. I know she's in Neon Demon, Drive, Mad Men. But lately, it just seems her career is just, I'm gonna be the hot woman in the film that just does weird shit and possibly get fucked and stuff like that. And that's what she does in this film. She's the weird chick who just does weird ass things for no reason. She pulls a switchblade knife out on Ice Cube and says, use it on him, and he's a pervert. Cut him through the face like this. And then every time she sees him after that, Charlie Day, she just puts her finger on her forehead and goes around her face like this. The shit was just weird. I was just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Charlie Day, he does some dumbass things because he's such a pussy in here. This kid blackmails him because he's telling the kid, go tell the principal that you lied and this is all fake. The kid tells him, buy me a MacBook Pro. He ends up going to go fucking do it. He fucking buys a MacBook Pro for this kid to go on live. Not thinking that when he was going to tell this story, oh, but that doesn't fit with the story I told the principal. You dumbass. When he goes and tells this story, the principal says, okay, well, if it's a lie, then that means you're just a liar then. Which he's looking at. Christina Hendricks is fucking hot, by the way. Jesus Christ. She is fucking hot. And I don't know what it is, but her bra, her titties got bigger or something like that. She is fucking hot, though. Either way, though, but excuse me. You got the teacher tells him, oh, I should just fire you then whenever. He's like, no, never mind. He used the axe and stuff like that. He's like, no, we're going to have a talk about this later. So he didn't even think about that. And the next thing, he gets drugs off this kid. Just because he's like, I'm going to plant drugs on Ice Cube's character that way and call the cops. That way when they come, oh, I'll set him up. He'll go to jail and then I'll be free. We won't have to fight. He ends up buying mollies off the fucking, well, he didn't buy them. He took them from mollies from the kid, not knowing that fucking dogs, the drugs can't smell, dogs don't smell the drugs of molly. Come on, molly ain't a fucking drug anyway, okay? It's just a little pill to get you up and down, you know what I'm saying? But so, next thing you know, he pulls them out and they're just Advils. He didn't even fucking check the drugs or whatever to see if they're fake or not. He just takes them and go. So they both end up in jail. And Ice Cube's about to call the fight off, but Charlie Day put his foot in his mouth to go fuck with some other big dude in prison and kind of told him, hey, that dude over there wants to fight you. He sets up this fight between Ice Cube and this other dude. Ice Cube whoops his ass and then says, you know what, Charlie Day, I'm still going to whoop your ass now just on the principle alone. They get out, and the whole plot of this, too, is Charlie Day is trying to make it to where he gets to his daughter's, I guess it's a talent show or something like that. They got a duet song they want to do that he couldn't make. And he also has a meeting with the principal and the superintendent to basically find out what the cutbacks are going to be and see him basically if he's going to get fired, because they already fired almost everyone. They've pretty much fired a lot of the teachers there, so he ends up finally being a man and standing up to the principals and teachers and stuff. Kind of walks out on his job a little bit. Makes it up for his daughter. They go do this. They go do the talent show. And I forgot the name. of the fucking rap artist. He's like, let's do that song you really wanted to do. And it's a cover song of, I forgot the name of the song. Bitch, I ain't worried about you. What stupid ass little trick, I ain't worried about you. What was the name of the fucking dude that sings that song now, whatever. It doesn't matter anyway, because that nigga's horrible, just like that fucking song, but it's horrible. And I'm getting sick and tired of these white comedies that incorporates hip-hop that has vulgar language just to make a shock reaction out of the crowd. This shit is not funny. And plus, the song is fucking awful. I had to listen to the whole damn song of that. Not only that, but I had to listen to a little girl sing that song while her mother in the background is giving her a standing ovation, while all the kids are clapping, and nine times out of ten, not knowing that probably this little girl is about to get expelled or suspended like a motherfucker in there. But the parents approve of it, so, because you know what? She's standing up to a bully by doing a talent show song about I Ain't Worried About You, Bitch. That's some great parenting right there. There was a lot of people in here. By the way, Dennis Haysbert played the superintendent, but yeah, he barely in the fucking film. Excuse me. But then he rushes back to the school. They have this fight with Ice Cube. And they got a brawl. They go at it. And the movie tries to make it seem as if, like, Charlie Day actually has a chance of going against Ice Cube, because they make it kind of an equal fight by adding in some weapons here and there. Not gonna lie, it's kind of fucking ridiculous. Even the principal saw it, and they run into his car. Man, there's just so many things with the car, the cops coming here, and just breaking this up. I just don't get why. And they even show him in the film. Hell, there's even another scene too where he calls the cops and say, "Hey, this teacher he's gonna assault me later on." But they laugh it off and laugh. The students, they fucking vandalize the principal's car, but he just kind of says fuck and walks away. He doesn't call the cops on her or the parents or anything like that, or holds him in. He doesn't do anything. He's lazy as fuck as well, too, so nobody gives a fuck about nothing, really. Jillian Bell, she's just got this ongoing, constant gag, which is like in all her movies, she's always the running joke of the fucking film. Probably because she is a fucking joke. But her running joke in this film, I'm sorry, I don't like this one. I just don't find her funny at all. She's just fucking weird. And that's what she goes off of, her funniness right there. I'm fucking weird. I didn't like her in 22 Jump Street when she popped up for that brief second. I said, fuck, this movie's about to be shit now. But anyway, her running gag in here is there's a football team, the two twins, one of them, she wants to fuck. She's making passes at him and shit, and that's constantly her scene. Is either it's talking to Charlie Day saying, you know, go down like a pussy or something like that, and then her next line will be, hey, I forgot the boy's name, Nathaniel, yeah. She's constantly saying how he wants to fuck her because, you know, he's been hitting on her and stuff like that, and how she wants to fuck all these kids and stuff, and it's just like, okay. No, nobody gives a shit, to be honest, all right? And then, you know, this constant talks about her having, like, you know, all what the drugs she does and stuff like that. It's like, how the fuck is she a teacher? I don't get it. How is she a fucking teacher? Whatever, but hell, there's even at the ending, her ending arc of the story of the film is she finally goes and approaches the boy when his school's out, and she says, hey, what the fuck, or whatever and stuff. And he's like, dude, you think I want you? I've been ignoring your ass, whatever. Then next you know, they finally make out or something like that. Cause he's like, I have been playing hard to get, and it's just like, oh god, whatever. Okay. Nobody wants your ass, Jillian. Okay, nobody wants your ass. After the fight, Charlie Day's wife ends up having the baby, and next you know what, Ice Cube's fruition came to class. Excuse me. The whole fight that they had is on the news, and it takes notice throughout the whole city. The school's fucked up. Everyone gets their jobs back, and they start instructing some strict policies here at the school where no kid will be fucking up no longer. Excuse me. And looks like everything worked out perfectly, right? In this crazy-ass universe that makes no goddamn sense. There was a lot of people in here laughing their ass off at some mundane shit. I mean, the fact that they got a horse in there, I don't even know where the fuck they got this horse from. But Doris kind of makes about two scenes where they tie a rope around, and which, how the fuck is that even possible, by the way, to get the rope around the teacher's foot? Excuse me. God damn. Did you get the rope around the teacher's foot and then drag him down the hall by shooting paint guns at him? I don't know how you could not see that. That big-ass horse. How could you not see that, Charlie Day? Whatever, though. There's more pranks of them using permanent marker on his whiteboard, drawing dicks and calling him a pussy because he is. Let's face it. There's even, obviously you see the scenes, they do the same thing to Tracy Morgan, and he says, I look like a minion, and everybody laughed at the theater, and I just kind of stood there. This movie, I'm glad it's an hour and a half, honestly. I just wanted it to be over with. I didn't laugh, I didn't even get angry at nothing. I kind of just sat there and was just like, just hurry up and fucking end so we can get this over with. I just wanted it to be over so I could get the hell out of that theater. Then they had the audacity to do a fucking blooper reel during the credit. I was the first motherfucker. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm out. Got to get the fuck up out of here. Whatever. Yeah, I'm glad you guys were getting paid thousands of dollars, millions of dollars probably, to do some shitty-ass films so you could have fun in the background and stuff like that. Well, meanwhile, you subject the audience and the people who have to review this shit to some bullshit-ass antics because, oh, my God, oh, this movie was so hard. So hard to get through, I'm not gonna lie. Especially after coming off a great comedy like Lego Movie last week, only to get to this shit where it's just the same shit you've seen over and over again. Basically, the movie's just going, how vulgar, crude, and shocking can we be to the audience and make them go, oh my God, oh, they didn't do that? And it's like, I've seen it before, and half the shit you're doing, you would not even be allowed to do. I just watched I'm Not Ashamed, where the mention of God, no, God's Not Dead 2, where the mention of God was brought up and someone texted to their parents to have a whole lawsuit shit go on. And here, motherfuckers swinging an axe and no one tells them, got a goddamn single soul. It's like, okay, whatever. And it does hurt too, or it doesn't help at least, that all the actors in here, mainly the main leads, are doing the same thing they always do. It is the easiest fucking paycheck for each one of them to grab on. Jillian Bell's being that weird ass, I'm gonna say whatever random shit pops out of my head moment. Tracy Morgan is just, I'm gonna be there to say some wild shit like this, you know? You need to be a man. I'm from the streets, you know? And it's like, oh my God, dude. Not to mention, Ice Cube possibly be okay because when he's pissed off, he does the best pissed off person I've ever seen. The problem with Ice Cube in comedy films is these writers constantly, either they give him Friday jokes or NWA lines to repeat. And it's like, oh my God, dude, please. Or somebody write something for this dude once in a while. He might have to stop doing comedy because that is literally the only time he spews those fucking lines of dialogue out, whether it's NWA, when you obviously saw him try to fuck the police or whatever. You know, they play the beat in the background. Or then, like, you got in the fight with Charlie Day, he tells him, you got knocked the fuck out. And it's like, nigga, that wasn't even in your line, by the way. So that was Smokey's line. So, okay, these writers, they don't have shit to do. And 9 times out of 10, you can tell, too, they are ad-libbing hard as fuck. And it's just like, yeah, these people, I'm sorry to say this, but they're not good enough to ad-lib. You got to write something for them because they're not acclaimed actors we go to say, oh, we need you to save this film for its acting performance here. It's like, no. I don't think not one person in here you would think of to do that for you. Not one. Charlie Day's being the pussy, scream real loud, run around in circles. Charlie Day, little weasel. That's what he does. And that may be serviceable to some people, but that shit's fucking annoying to me. So, overall, it's a comedy I didn't laugh. I didn't even chuckle in. I didn't even smile, nothing like that. Only praising grace of hope here I had is, like I said, maybe Ice Cube will beat the shit out of him. That'll probably put a smile on my face. And it did happen, and yet that just didn't put a smile on my face because that happens in the last 15 fucking minutes of the film. So I had to sit through an hour and 25 minutes or whatever. Well, how long is this movie? No, it's an hour and a half. So I had to sit through an hour and 15 minutes of this film to get to that. And I was like, I just don't care anymore. Please end. Now for now, yeah, this is getting a low fuck it. I fucking hated this movie. I thought this movie was trash. Honestly, this belongs in right now. If, like, let's just say the year ended right now, this would definitely be like in my top three right now. Cause damn, this movie was horrible, dude. Just fucking horrible. Like, it was just not clever at all and lazy as fuck.
But some people out there, they may enjoy this because they say fuck a lot in the fucking film. So they say ass and all kinds of vulgar language you could use. The word pussy is used about 10 times probably as well too. So some people might find this entertaining because, hey, they're using bad words that I use on a daily basis. Ah, fuck this film, please. Fuck it right in the ass.
Maybe the best thing to do is just run.
Said nothing about no running. Who is you, Seabiscuit?
Flex. I am flexing.
There's nothing there.
Why don't you just take a punch and then just go down? Play dead like possums do, or anything that's like a pussy animal.
Now, Mom, what's your emergency?
There's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
If you have a problem with a bully, I need you to speak to a teacher.
I am a teacher. You're a grown man. Now go on and take that ass whooping.